This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The Salvation Army in Galesburg needs your help year-round, but especially here during the holiday season as they help fill some very important needs in our community with their Red Kettle campaign, among other things going on right now. We're pleased to take some time to talk with Salvation Army Captains Tim and Lisa Thorson, who are here in studio with us. Thanks to both of you for coming in tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
You've been in the community a couple of years now, right?
Yes, this is our third Christmas. That's how the Army counts.
Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. And how have things been going for you? Like it here so well?
We love Galesburg.
Very nice community, very family-friendly.
For folks who don't know, I think a lot of people do, but for folks who don't, what kind of services does the Salvation Army provide here in Galesburg and Knox County?
We have a select shopping pantry where we give emergency food out to anyone who comes in that lives in Knox County. They select what food they want. If they want carrots, they get carrots. If they want green beans, they can get green beans. And it varies on the amount you get. Depends on the item. We also is a broker for the diaper bank for Loving Bottoms. We do homeless prevention, rapid rehousing, and emergency transitional housing, besides youth programs and camps, as well as being a church. We are a church that a Christian church.
Right.
The founder was a Methodist minister at one time before he started the Salvation Army.
And I would think it would be easy to say that the worship and the church operation is the most important thing you do. But I would almost argue that maybe some of those other services that you just mentioned are right up there.
Well, actually, all of the services go hand in hand.
Yeah.
We do have people that come and worship, but you know, some of the people that come and worship are also in need. And
right.
You can't minister to somebody and tell them truths that are found in the Bible if they're sitting there hungry.
Yeah.
You basically have to take care of those physical needs for them to be able to get on with understanding other areas of their life.
We also believe that our ministry isn't just on Sunday.
Sure.
That everything we do is because of our beliefs. And we call our programs social service ministries because we are ministering to the needs because of our faith.
Right. In terms of the needs that you just mentioned that you help serve, have you seen that go up or go down in the last few years since you've been here? Has it remained steady? How would you maybe quantify some of that?
It spiked.
Yeah.
Our first year, we may have helped 1,000 people total.
Yeah.
Now we are serving last month 110 families.
Wow.
Just last month.
That's,
in October.
Wow.
That's not counting everything else. In fact, July, August, and September, it was 100 people, then it went to 110. And that's just through our food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count the people we're housing or the people that have come in for assistance with utility bills and things like that.
So to what do you attribute that? Do you think the need is growing greater in this area, or do you think that people are becoming more aware of what the Salvation Army helps with, or is it a combination of those?
I believe it's both.
Okay.
I believe the need has grown, but I also believe that people are more aware that the Salvation Army is there to be able to help them, and that we are able to meet some of those needs.
For sure. Let's then move to the Red Kettle campaign. I think it was important that you noted already, Lisa, that this is just for assistance that's provided at the holidays. That's to say nothing of all the other things that you just mentioned that you do. Talk about what this money goes for.
The money we're raising in the Red Kettle should help us year round. Unfortunately, the last 2 years we have not met our goal, so it's really helped Christmas. For example, when we give food for our 290 families that we're going to be helping, they get a food voucher to go shop again to get stuff that they want to eat. That cost alone is $13,000.
My goodness, wow.
Because it's based on the size of the family. The toys are for the 580 children is through the angel tree. When people pick an angel off of those trees and buy those presents, that's what those children get.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also know that here the Knox County YMCA is holding a drive collecting socks and underwear that will help your organization as well.
That is huge, and it's been very beneficial. We make sure the children in the boxes that we give out with the toys get those socks and underwear. We do ask parents what sizes they wear. A lot of the people who you take on the angels, they do have sizes for clothes, coats, shoes. Because, again, think about the cost of a pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. Even an inexpensive pair is going to cost you $5. $5 is a lot of money. You choose, are you going to feed your kid for the day, or are you going to buy them new shoes?
That's true. That's like I couldn't imagine having to be in a position to make that decision, but it's fantastic that you're there to help maybe make the decision a little bit easier for a lot of these families.
We try.
In terms of the Red Kettle campaign, do you find that a lot of businesses are willing to help and have a Red Kettle in front of their stores? Or are you finding some people that maybe don't want that, which I would think would be a shame?
Well, a lot of the local businesses are very generous in allowing us to have a kettle outside of their mm-hmm. building, whether it be the outdoor kettle, which is the typical ones that you've seen in the past. But a lot of the restaurants in town have what's called the counter kettle, which is a smaller version, and there's nobody ringing a bell. It just sits by their cash register. And then people, when they're paying for their meal, they can drop money in while they're at it.
Also, a lot of it is corporate agreements. We have the Salvation Army nationwide has a corporate agreement with Walmart and Walgreens and Big Lots.
Sure.
So we have to follow those guidelines. There are some companies, some of our new companies here in town, unfortunately, their corporate is saying no.
That's a shame.
The managers have said, I wish.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we can't. It's not a criticism. It's just a fact of life.
Well, I'll go out and say it. I think it's a darn shame. And maybe some of those corporations, frankly, need to get with it. But that's another discussion for another day. So it sounds to me like you're saying, though, otherwise, it's pretty darn easy to stop by a Red Kettle of any size and just put whatever change or a few bucks or whatever you have in the kettle.
I did the math. And if everyone in Knox County, now I know that's not feasible, but if we went with our population, gave less than $2, we would make our Christmas goal.
There you go.
If everybody over the age of 18 would give $3, we would make our Christmas goal.
That makes a lot of sense. So there are a lot of opportunities here in Galesburg and throughout Knox County to give to the Red Kettle campaign for sure. I know another way that you need help is getting people to stand watch over a lot of those Red Kettles, right? You still need help in that regard?
Absolutely. Volunteers is the heart of the Salvation Army. Every time we pay a bell ringer to raise money, they have to raise double the amount.
Yeah.
Let me give a big shout out to the Masons stood on Saturday, and that club alone raised $500.
That's fantastic.
And that's totally $500 that goes straight into our fund because we didn't pay them. We've had some amazing service clubs, but there's room for individuals that can stand. 2 hours raises at least $60, and that $60 is going to buy food for the 580 children I have on our list.
That's fantastic. So if someone wants to volunteer or if there's a service club that's not helping you and wants to, how can folks get a hold of you to do that?
Well, they can call the church, the core. However, not until it's fixed from the blizzard.
Yeah, there
you
go.
So they can call me on my cell number.
Okay.
And that is 309-368-8477.
368-8477. And it takes a couple of minutes, I imagine, to get you situated and give them the rundown as to what to do and that sort of thing. And then just like that, you can have them out of the store helping.
That's correct. And I really, most of the time, I can do it within 24 hours, whatever day they want.
All right.
Monday through Saturday. We do not stand on Sunday.
There you go. Tim, Lisa, anything else you want to mention? We're almost out of time, but if you have another anything else you would like to add here?
If you can't do anything, take an angel.
Absolutely.
And buy those wishes that are the parents told us their children want.
And those trees are at Walmart, correct?
Oh, they're at Walmart. They're at the Y. They're at Tompkins Bank, the Salvation State Army Bank. Store, Yim's.
Yim Automotive.
And the bowling alley.
Great. That's fantastic. Well, hopefully you're able to help a lot more people. How long does the Red Kettle campaign go, by the way?
December 24th at noon.
All right, very good. So hopefully we can get a lot more help in a lot of ways for the Salvation Army here in Galesburg and Knox County. Salvation Army Galesburg Captains Tim and Lisa Thorson, thanks so much for coming in. I wish you the best of luck helping the needs of the community here in the holiday period, and thanks for all you do for the community.
Thank you for having us.
And happy holidays, Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. We will have business news, sports, and more coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.